This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
All right, 7:45, quarter till 8. We've already heard from Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. His thoughts on Governor Landry's proposed budget. Jan Moeller joins us now, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. Let's see what they think about it. How you doing, Jan?
I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for having me on, Tommy.
Tell me your thoughts about what you know of it so far.
Well, it's important to note that this is just the opening bell in a, well, I don't even want to call it a fight, but in a debate that's going to go on for several months. You know, it could be a lot better, but it also could be a lot worse for a budget. The state, as you know, has to balance its budget every year. We can only spend what we take in taxes. And so state revenues right now are flat. Coming in just about the same as they are this year, next year, and that means most programs are flat. So the governor described this as a standstill budget. I think that's what you have. But there's also a little bit more uncertainty surrounding this debate than usual for a couple of reasons, and the main one is we don't know exactly how the tax changes that the legislature passed in November are going to actually play out. The economists can make their best guess of how it's going to affect the economy, but we don't really know for sure. So it could come in on the plus side, but it could also come in on the negative side. So if I were a legislator, I'd be a little bit more nervous than usual going into this budget cycle.
So when it comes to the you're talking about the budget projections with the tax revisions, or does I'm a little bit confused on that part, John?
So the legislature, the governor presents an executive budget that's based on the revenue that the state expects to take in. Right. So the economists provide a revenue forecast. They say this is how much we think is going to come in through all the various taxes, through income taxes, through gambling, through sales taxes, what have you. And then the budget that the governor presents is based on that revenue forecast. So it's essentially a guess. And that's why you end up with a surplus some years and you have a deficit and a shortfall other years. And so it's always a little uncertain because you don't know when the economy is going to boom and you don't know when we might have a recession. So the economists do the best job they can to try to guess what the revenue forecast for the state is going to end up like. And that's the part that has more uncertainty because, just a couple of months ago, the state passed a flat income tax rate. We cut income taxes by quite a lot for individuals and for corporations. So we're going to have a lot less corporate and individual income tax revenue coming in. We're going to have a lot more sales tax revenue coming in. We raised the sales tax to pay for some of this. There are some of these changes that depend on the constitutional amendment. So we don't even know exactly how this is going to look until the voters have their say on March 29th. So that's the uncertainty part. And again, this is not a knock on the economists because they do their very best. But we made huge changes to the tax code just a couple of months ago, and we have to see how that plays out.
See, I think that's big what you just said about the amendments that are up on March 29th. The big one is, I guess, like four of them, but the big one is the
details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigger, larger one, let's put it that way, is about reforming the tax system in the state, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So Amendment 2 on the March 29th ballot, which we talked about on your show last week, is the one that essentially rewrites the section of the Constitution dealing with taxes and budgets. And so and that's going to have a huge effect. For example, it eliminates a couple of education trust funds. The state spends money out of those trust funds on education mostly on education. If those trust funds goes away, that's a $70 million hole in education that the legislature will have to address. That's not accounted for in the budget. On the other hand, right now, the budget that's presented does not include the stipends that teachers receive. So if the amendment fails, teachers are actually going to see a cut in their net pay that the legislature, I think, would need to try to make up. I don't think anybody in that building wants to cut teacher pay. So there's a lot of variables that depend on that constitutional amendment. And then, Tommy, the really big factor in this budget is what happens at the federal level.
Let me take a break, and we'll pick it up there when we come back, because that is the $20 billion question, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. 7:51, 9 till 9. We're previewing the governor's budget. We've already spent some time with Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. You can use the Odyssey Rewind feature. Go back and click at WWL.com on my name and find the audio there. Now we're getting Jan Mohler's thoughts. We'll talk about the dependence on $20 billion coming from the federal government, primarily for Medicaid, and what happens if that disappears when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8. One of the more iconic images in the history of the nation is then Secret Service agent Clint Hill climbing onto the back of the limousine after JFK was shot. He passed away. He died earlier today. He was 93 years old. Just wanted to pass that along. Jan Mohler is our guest, executive director of Invest in Louisiana. As we talk about the governor's proposed budget, there are a couple of wild cards, the constitutional amendment being one of them. The other, $20 billion that the states get the state gets from the federal government for Medicaid. And to be clear, Jan, the state, just for those that are wondering, Louisiana gets a lot more from the federal government than we pay in. Accurate?
Absolutely. We get about $1.25 back from the federal government for every dollar that we pay in taxes. We get more federal money as a percentage of our budget than any other state. And that's, as you said, mostly due to Medicaid, but also the fact that we get a lot of money for disaster recovery. We're always recovering from multiple disasters at Louisiana, and that is federal dollars that flows through the state. But Tommy, that's when we talk about variables in next year's budget, that is, you know, the 800-pound gorilla of variables, because right now the House of Representatives in Washington has a budget resolution being led by Mike Johnson from Louisiana and Steve Scalise from Louisiana that wants to cut $880 billion out of the Medicaid program. If that were to pass, and we don't know if it will pass, it would have a devastating impact on Louisiana because there is no way you make a cut of that magnitude without really affecting patients the state economy. You would have to take health care away from Louisianans. Most likely you would end up with a big shock to the budget, but also in a big shock to the availability and accessibility of health care in every community in this state.
So we got the Speaker of the House, we got the Majority Leader in the House, you would think Louisiana would have exceptional power like back in the day, but actually they're pushing programs that would cut federal funding to the state. And I understand we're all concerned about federal debt and deficit, but they're pushing these programs, and then what happens then?
Well, that's the big question. I've heard the president say that he is not in favor of cutting Medicaid. I hope he's good at his word, because if those Medicaid cuts come, it will be devastating for Louisiana communities and for the private providers of Medicaid services. When you talk about the Medicaid program, you're talking about money that pays private doctors, hospitals, nursing homes, clinics, pharmacies. There's a lot of people who go to work every day in Louisiana in the private sector who depend on those Medicaid dollars to pay for the services they provide for patients and families.
Thank you, Jan. We'll see how it plays out. Appreciate your time. We come back, we're going to talk about romance scams.